You're listening to SBS News.
World Health Organization officials are warning the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak could include a second peak. They say countries, even those that have successfully suppressed the virus and are relaxing coronavirus restrictions, need to remain on high alert. WHO Emergency Chief Dr. Michael Ryan is urging countries to continue to implement public health measures.
We cannot make assumptions that just because the disease is on the way down now, that it's going to keep going down, and then we're going to get a number of months to get ready for a second wave. We may get a second peak in this wave. This happened during pandemics in the past. It certainly happened in the pandemic of 1919 and the Spanish flu.
The warning from the WHO comes as it also announces it will temporarily drop hydroxychloroquine, the malaria drug United States President Trump says he's taking from its global study into experimental COVID-19 treatments. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says a paper published last week in the Lancet shows people taking the anti-malaria drug in WHO-initiated trials were at higher risk of death and heart problems. Last week, Mr. Trump announced he was taking hydroxychloroquine, although he has not tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Tedros says while the drugs were generally safe treatments for people with malaria and some autoimmune conditions, their safety as a coronavirus treatment is yet to be confirmed.
The Lancet, as you know, published an observational study on hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine and its effects on COVID-19 patients that have been hospitalized. The authors reported that among patients receiving the drug, when used alone or with a macrolide, they estimated a higher mortality rate.
Meanwhile, calls continue for an inquiry into the international response to the pandemic. China has backed an investigation sponsored by the World Health Assembly last week, with President Xi Jinping saying his country has acted with openness, transparency, and responsibility all along. WHO officials have renewed their praise for China's response to the outbreak, citing its openness to the prospect of an inquiry involving foreign experts into the origins of the virus. Shi Zhengli, a leading researcher at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, has attributed the speedy identification of the coronavirus to the research experience the lab has accumulated over the last 15 years.
I think we've done a good job. I can say that in a very short period we carried out simultaneously and finished the work of pathogen isolation, genome sequencing, and animal infection experiments without any delays.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has again defended the actions of his senior advisor Dominic Cummings. Mr. Cummings is being called to resign after it was revealed he broke the United Kingdom's strict lockdown in March when he drove his family over 400 kilometres from London to Durham. Mr. Cummings says his action was necessary as he and his wife were infected with coronavirus and were concerned if they fell ill, they wouldn't be able to care for their four-year-old son.
The public will not stupid to follow the rules, and I wasn't looking for loopholes. I was looking to try to do the best that I could in a complex situation where I was trying to weigh safety of my child with trying to get back to work and a lot of difficult decisions to make around that.
Mr. Cummings has refused to resign and Mr. Johnson says he will make no further comment on the matter. Meanwhile, the British government has unveiled its plan to ease coronavirus restrictions and get the economy moving again. Markets and car showrooms will be the first to reopen next month, followed by all non-essential retail from department stores to small independent shops. However, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warns only shops which comply with the UK's COVID-19 safety guidelines will be allowed to reopen.
I want to give the retail sector notice of our intentions to reopen shops so they too can get ready. So I can announce that it is our intention to allow outdoor markets to reopen from June the 1st, subject to all premises being made COVID secure, as well as car showrooms, which often had significant outdoor space and where it is generally easier to apply social distancing.
The coronavirus death toll in Britain currently stands at 37,000. More than 5.4 million people around the world have been infected with the coronavirus to date, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 345,000 people have died, while more than 2 million have recovered. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.